very stoned. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your blessings you have showered upon us in so many ways. Spiritual blessings and physical blessings. Thank you for helping us in our helplessness. Thank you, Lord, for the strength you have given to us to overcome our weaknesses. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for breakthroughs we have received from you. Thank you for your honor that is upon our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for helping us to grow in the knowledge of you. Thank you for empowering us to prosper and to succeed. Thank you for empowering us to make wealth. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you because having you in our lives means everything to us. And you have made our lives beautiful. You have made our lives wonderful. You have shown us the wonders of your faithfulness. Thank you for everything you have given to us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your Holy Spirit in our lives that is opening our eyes to see new things, to learn new things. We thank you because we are not blind. We are not in darkness. Because of your presence and mighty works within us, we know the truth and we are being delivered by your truth. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your commitment to answering our prayers every time we pray on this platform. We thank you for all those prayers we prayed before now that you have already answered. And we thank you for the prayers we have prayed and the ones we will still pray that you will answer. Thank you, Father. I ask, O Lord, that as we seek you right here tonight through prayers, Lord, visit us with your power. Visit us in your mercy. Hear us from your throne. Touch us with your mighty hand and change our lives and situations. With your power, make us to fulfill the purpose of our existence on earth. Bring us into fulfillment of the purpose of our existence on earth. Have your way in our lives, O Lord. Let your will be done as we pray. Thank you, Lord, for we know you are going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are going to take some worship songs before we begin our prayers. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you glory and honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you all the glory. We give you glory and honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you glory, Lord. As we worship you, we give you glory, Lord, as we honor you, for you are wonderful, you are worthy, O Lord, you are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, oh Lord, oh Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How glorious is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, oh Lord, oh Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Lord, your majesty, divine authority. Hallowed be your name. 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 Lord, your majesty, divine authority, our Lord be your name. You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to to your name. You are the mighty man in Bartim. Hell Shaddai, Lord, you are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, that wonderful name, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. How great is our God? How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Name above all names, you are worthy of our praise. Our hearts will sing, how great is our God. Name above all names. Name above all names. You are worthy of our praise. Our hearts will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me. Sing with me. How great is our God. And all will see how great, all the earth will see how great is our God. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord, how powerful, how powerful is your name. Oh Lord, how powerful is your name. How powerful is your name, oh Lord, how powerful is your name, how powerful is your name, how powerful is your name, oh Lord. Oh Lord, how powerful is your name? How powerful is your name? How powerful is your name? Oh Lord, you are the mighty God. The great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God. The great I am. The great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will never be. I will never be. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be. I will never be. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. 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 I will never be. I will never be. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be. I will never be. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. We want to see you. We want to see you. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Jesus. Emmanuel. We want to see you, Lord. We want to see you. We want to hear from you, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. We want to see you. We want to hear from you as we pray, Emmanuel, as we seek your face, Emmanuel, we want to see you, Jesus, we want to hear from you. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Adore him. Magnify him. Worship his majesty. Praise the King of glory. Praise the King of kings. Praise the King of Israel. Praise the Lord of hosts. Praise Jesus, the rock of ages, the bright and morning star, the one who was and is to come, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. Worship him, for there is none like him. There is none beside him. There is none before him. There is none above him. And there will be no one after him. Worship him. Worship him. We praise you, O God of heaven and the earth. We praise you, King of glory. We praise you, King of kings. We praise you, Lord of lords. We praise you, King of the universe. We praise you, Father. For only you is the Lord. You rule over all. You reign over all. You control times and seasons. You control powers and principalities. You control all realms and kingdoms. You decree and your words come to pass. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. For by you were all things created, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or powers or principalities. For all things were created by you and for you. We worship you, Father. For you are before all things, and by you all things are held together. We praise you, Jesus. Having you in our lives is enough. Having you means we have everything we need. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. We are going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank you for how you have made impossible things possible in my life. You're going to say, Father, thank you for how you have made impossible things possible in my life. Oh, open your mouth and begin to thank Him like that. Begin to thank Him. Say, thank you, Father, for making impossible things possible in my life. What wouldn't have happened by the will of man, the things that wouldn't have happened by the wisdom of man, by the smartness of man, you have made to happen in my life. Thank you for how you have made impossible things possible. In my spirit, you have made impossible things possible. In my soul, you have made impossible things possible. In my body, you have made impossible things possible. Thank you, most holy God. Thank you, righteous Father. Thank you, faithful Lord. Thank you, El Shaddai. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God again. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for making me part of your kingdom. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for saving me from sin. Thank you for saving me from darkness and for making me part of your kingdom. Thank you, Father. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. The Bible says that we shall show forth the praise of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. He called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. He saved you from the grip of sin. He saved you from the control of Satan. He saved you from the powers of hell. Begin to thank Him. Say, thank you, Father, for including me among the children of your kingdom. Thank you for including me among the sons in your kingdom. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for a glorious destiny you have created me to fulfill. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for a glorious destiny, a beautiful destiny you have created me to fulfill on earth. Open your mouth and thank Him. Begin to thank Him like that. A glorious destiny, a beautiful destiny He has created you to fulfill on earth. Thank Him for that destiny. Say, thank you, Father, for a glorious destiny you have created me to fulfill, a glorious purpose you have created me to fulfill on earth. Thank you, Jesus. because my life is not a waste. Thank you because you created me for a glorious purpose. You have created me to fulfill a glorious destiny. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray this prayer. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Father, fill me with a sense of living for your purpose in every day of my life. You can say, Father, fill me with the sense of living for your purpose. That is, in every day of your life, you are always conscious that you are living for a purpose, that you are not living for yourself, but for a purpose, a divine purpose. You're going to say, Father, fill me with that sense, the sense of living for your purpose. Let me walk each day of my life with that sense. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, fill me with the sense of living for your purpose. Living for your purpose. Living for your purpose in each day of my life. Fill me with that sense. Fill me with that consciousness. Fill me with that mind of living for your purpose in each day of my life, so that I will not live a wasted life, so that my life will not be irrelevant to your kingdom. Oh Lord, fill me with the sense of living for your purpose in every day of my life. Make me a purpose driven Christian. Make me a purpose driven Christian. A Christian that do everything because of fulfilling God's purpose. Make me that kind of Christian. A Christian that do everything because of fulfilling God's plans on earth, God's agenda on earth. Make me a purpose-driven Christian. Fill me with the sense of living each day on earth for you, for your purpose, for your will. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, deliver my brain, deliver my mind from every deception that is pulling me out of fulfilling your purpose on earth. Yeah, because there are billions, or maybe I should say millions, demons out there that have deceived thousands of people, billions of people, from fulfilling God's purpose for their lives. So you're going to say, deliver me, O Lord, from every deception that is pulling me out of your purpose for my life, stopping me from fulfilling your purpose in the earth. Deliver me from such deception. Open your mouth and pray like that. So Lord, deliver me from every deception, every lie I have believed that is not going to allow me fulfill your purpose on earth. Oh Lord, uproot such lies from my mind. Destroy such lies in my heart, in my mind, right now in the name of Jesus. Every lie I have believed that will not allow me to fulfill your purpose in the earth, Lord, destroy such lies in my mind. Uproot such lies in my heart. Deliver me from every deception that is not going to allow me fulfill your purpose on earth. Lord, deliver me from such deception. Deliver me now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Devil, we always send confusion into the life of any man he wants to mislead. If devil wants to mislead you, the first thing he will do is to confuse you. Yeah, and then he will now suggest something to you. Then you will just follow his suggestion. And the whole world has at this hour is full of confused Christians that don't even know where they are going. They don't know the right from the wrong. They are just confused. They don't even know what it means to follow Jesus. They don't even know what it means to remain in Christ, to stand firm in the truth, to stand firm in righteousness, because they have been confused. I pray that you will not be confused. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from every confusion that Satan is using or wants to use to mislead me out of your will. Say, Father, deliver me from every confusion that Satan wants to use or is already using to take me out of your will. Deliver me now, Father. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray. Say, oh Lord, deliver me. Deliver me from every confusion Satan wants to use to mislead me out of your will, to take me out of your will for my life. Lord, deliver me now. Destroy such confusion. Destroy such confusion. Thank you, Lord. destroy such confusion. Begin to say, I refuse to be confused. I refuse to be a confused Christian. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The Bible tells us that we have not received the spirit of fear, but of sound mind. If you have the Holy Spirit in you, your mind should be sound all the time. You should have a sound mind all the time. If the Spirit of God dwells in you. A lot of Christians don't have sound mind. They cannot sit down and think positive for 1 hour. They cannot sit down and think heavenly things, spiritual things for 1 hour. They can't. Yeah. Because their mind is possessed. Yeah, they cannot even meditate on the word of God for 1 hour. It is so difficult for them. They can watch movie for 8 hours. But to sit down and think on the word of God for 1 hour, is impossible for them. That is a demonic possession. Yeah. That is not a sound mind. A lot of Christians, they cannot think straight. They cannot make plans, good plans, and fulfill it. Yeah. Along the line, something will just hijack their minds and feelings and emotions. That is not a sound mind. That is a possessed mind. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I want a sound mind. I want a mind that is able to think right all the time, that is able to produce righteousness all the time, a mind that is able to produce pure thoughts, pure emotions, pure feelings. Say, Lord Jesus, I want such a mind. Help me now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, help me. Transform me. Deliver me. I want a mind that is sound. I want an healthy mind. I want an healthy mind. A mind that can focus on good things and achieve them. A mind that can meditate on your word and get light, and get your light, and get your revelations. A mind that can produce purity. A mind that can produce faith. A mind that can produce pure emotions, pure thoughts, pure feelings. Lord, I want such a mind. Give me a sound mind. I believe you're praying. Say, Lord, give me a sound mind. If you don't have a sound mind, you cannot grow spiritually. And you cannot become a victorious Christian. Because once you are defeated in your mind, you are defeated in every other realm. Whether physical, spiritual. Once you are defeated in your mind, your life is already defeated. Say, oh Lord, I want a sound mind. Help me. Transform me. Deliver me. Deliver me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Except you listen to the Holy Spirit, you cannot have a sound mind. Except you always follow the Holy Spirit. And some of you, you believe in your own judgment than in what the Spirit of God has to say or what the Spirit of God wants. So you think your own wisdom is okay. And that is why you keep running into trouble. But when you say, Lord, I don't even know how to think. I say, Lord, I don't even know how to live my life. Guide me. Take charge over my life, over my heart, over my mind. Then the Holy Spirit will begin to lead you. And that is how you will have a sound mind. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, you, my soul, you shall always listen to the Holy Spirit. You shall always follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. You shall always follow the direction of the Holy Spirit from this day onward. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The hashesha de teshedevala. The hadeshedevala. Say, you, my soul, from this day onward, you shall always listen to the Holy Spirit. You shall always trust in the Holy Spirit. You shall always depend on the Holy Spirit. You shall always follow the directions of the Holy Spirit. You shall always follow the ways of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying and I believe you mean it as you're saying it. Not that after this prayer session, you will go back following your own will, following your own instincts. Say, my soul, from today, you shall listen to the Holy Spirit. You shall surrender to the control of the Holy Spirit. You shall surrender to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. You shall surrender to the will of the Holy Spirit. You shall surrender to the voice of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I'm reading 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So which means that when there is fear, you will not have power, you will not have love. And you will not have sound mind. That's what this verse means. Yeah, it means the presence of fear will push away power from your life as a Christian. You become powerless. And it will push away love. You will not be able to show love, and it will push away sound mind. Yeah, so you must not fear as a Christian. And today, as I'm talking to you right now, the whole world is full of fearful Christians. Christians whose lives and days are controlled by fear. You're going to pray. I know we have prayed this prayer several times on this platform. Yeah. But if there's still fear in your life, you have to continue to pray this prayer until you are free from fear. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, and deliver me from the spirit of fear that is not allowing your power to stay in my life, that is not allowing your love to stay in my life, that is not allowing me to have sound mind. Deliver me from such spirit of fear. Open your mouth and pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, deliver me. Say, Lord Jesus, deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me from the spirit of fear that have drained my spiritual authority, that have drained away power from my life. Spirit of fear that has drained away love from my life. Spirit of fear that have drained away sound mind from my life. Oh Lord, deliver me from that spirit. Deliver me now. Deliver me now. I believe you're praying like that. Deliver me now. Deliver me from the bondage of fear. Deliver me, Lord Jesus. Fear will not allow you to express your love for God. It will not allow you to face the enemy and bring them down. Ask God to deliver you from fear. Thank you, Father. So Lord, deliver me from every fear that I've drained your power away from my life. Fear will tell you that you cannot do what you can do. Fear will tell you that you cannot go extra mile, whereas you can. Fear will tell you that you are weak, whereas you are not weak. Fear will tell you that you are poor, whereas you are not poor. Fear will tell you that God has forsaken you, whereas God has not forsaken you. A lot of us need to be delivered from this spirit. I don't know if you are so serious about this prayer. Fear will tell you that you cannot fast, whereas you can fast. Fear will tell you that you can't pray for hours, whereas you can pray for hours. You can pray until miracles happen. Say, Lord, deliver me from the spirit of fear that is killing my destiny. Deliver me from the spirit of fear that is limiting my progress. Deliver me from the spirit of fear that is making me a slave when I should be the boss. I am the slave. Oh Lord, I refuse to continue as a slave. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord. from the grip of fear. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, if you look at verse 6 of that 2 Timothy chapter 1, if you look at verse 6, Apostle Paul was talking to Timothy. He said, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands." Yeah. "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands." Yeah, fear can stop you from manifesting the gift of God that is in you. Fear can cage the manifestation of the greatness of God that is in you. The manifestation of the glory of God that is in you. Fear can cage it. Yeah. Some people, when we tell them to go and evangelize, to go and preach the gospel, they will say, I'm afraid of what I will see. I'm afraid of the people's faces. And for years, they do not go and preach. And they expect that the gift of God that is in them will manifest. So because they refused to cast out fear, that gift remained in them dormant and inactive for years. You're going to pray. I don't know the gifts God has placed in you, but be sure that with the presence of fear in your life, it will not manifest. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, "I refuse to allow fear hinder the manifestation of the gift of God in me." You're going to say, "I refuse to allow fear hinder the manifestation of the gift of God in me. Oh Lord, help me." Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, "Oh Lord, help me to be fearless and bold and courageous." Say, "I refuse to allow fear in that the manifestation of the gift of God in me." Say, "Oh Lord, help me to be bold. Help me to be courageous in the name of Jesus." Some of you, because you shared the word of God, and after you did that, some people began to attack you. You saw a lot of rejection, and then you stopped sharing the word of God. You stopped sharing the truth that God has put in your mouth, in your mind to share, and because some people rejected it or opposed you, it means you don't want the greatness of God in you to manifest. Say, "I refuse to allow fear in that the manifestation of the gift of God in me. I refuse to allow fear, silence the manifestation of the gift of God in me." Oh Lord, fill me with boldness. Fill me with courage. Make me fearless. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Sometime ago, I wrote an article where I said that fears can speak. Yeah, I think I titled it when your fears speak. Fear can make you to hear a voice, and you would think it's the voice of God. Yeah, fear can make you to hear lying voices, and you would think it's the voice of God, because God doesn't speak according to fear. God speaks according to faith. Since when I've been hearing from God, He has never spoken according to fear. That is, He has never spoken to support my fears. He has never spoken to back up my fears. He always speaks against my fears. His voice is always according to faith. So if you hear a voice that is backing up your fears, and you think it's the voice of God, you are a liar. It is not and can never be the voice of God. Yeah, so if you are full of fear, you will hear voices that are not from God. You will get feelings that are not from God, and you can think they are from God. You can think that is what you should do. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, deliver me from every fear that have corrupted the channel through which you speak to me. Deliver me from every fear that have corrupted the channel through which you speak to me. Fear can corrupt your dreams. It can corrupt your visions. Say, Lord, deliver me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Deliver me, Jesus. Deliver me, Jesus. Deliver me, Jesus. From every fear that have corrupted my spiritual senses. Every fear that is making me to get wrong messages, thinking they are coming from you. Every fear that is making me to get dreams that are not from you. To get visions that are not from you. Lord, deliver me now. Deliver me now. Every spirit of fear that has corrupted the channels through which you speak to me, that is not making me to receive messages from demons instead of from you. Oh Lord, deliver me from such fears right now in the name of Jesus. Deliver me, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, if you look at verse 8 of the same 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8 says, Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, But be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Fear will make you to be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord. That is, it will make you to feel shy or feel ashamed when you need to testify the truth that the Lord has taught you, the truth the Lord has taught you and revealed to you. When you need to testify them, a fear will make you feel fearful or ashamed. And that is wrong. There are some of you that cannot look at your parents in the eye and tell them that this thing you have said is wrong, is not according to the will of God, is not according to the Bible. Some of you here cannot do that. You cannot look at your siblings, your maybe brothers and sisters, or some of you, even you cannot look at your children in the eye and tell them that this thing is not the right thing to do. You can't do this. It's against the word of God. Yeah, if you are ashamed of the testimony of Jesus here on earth, how do you think you will enter into the kingdom of Jesus? It's impossible. Jesus will not let you. He said he will be ashamed of you in his kingdom, meaning that he would not want to see you in his kingdom. So you're going to pray. You have to be bold enough to tell anyone, whoever they are, whatever they are, the truth. You have to be bold, or you have no place in the kingdom of God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, fill me with boldness and fearlessness to testify of you everywhere I find myself, anywhere I find myself, without shame, that I will testify of you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, fill me with boldness. Fill me with boldness. Thank you, Lord. Fill me with boldness. Some of you, this is where your deliverance is. God is waiting for that time you'll be able to look at everyone in the eye, even your childhood friend or whoever they are, and say what you are doing is not according to the Bible. Repent. God is waiting for that time you will do that before he will deliver you and heal you. To some of you, this is where your deliverance is. Otherwise, you will not be delivered. So, Lord, fill me with boldness. Fill me with fearlessness to testify of you anywhere I find myself. Everywhere I find myself. To anyone that cares to listen. Fill me with boldness and fearlessness to testify of you without shame. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You know, Christianity has become something else. That today, if you call yourself a Christian, I mean, in some churches, if you call yourself a Christian, or you call yourself a minister of God and you are not, and you don't have a fancy looking car, or you don't dress so expensive, the people will look at you like you're not a Christian. They will look at you like maybe you have done something wrong, that's why God is not blessing you with big things that they have. Yeah, because they have turned Christianity to become materialistic. Yeah, so if you don't have all those fancy things, they feel like, how do you call yourself a Christian? Yeah, that is how Christianity degraded. Yeah, that is how much we have failed God in this generation. Now, this is where I'm going. If you are a Christian and you are not willing to suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are not willing to suffer, yeah, because God is teaching you faith, you are not willing to go through all the sufferings and all the hardships that God is using to build you up as a strong Christian, you are ashamed of the sufferings. You are ashamed of the poverty that God is using to train you into a strong Christian, then you are not fit for the kingdom of God. Yeah, because there will be times of sufferings. Yeah, because God must destroy the flesh that is in us. It's not as if you will starve to death. No, it's not as if you have no blessing. God will bless you, but God will withhold some blessings because He wants to train you. God will let you go through some suffering because He wants to train you. So, and if you are now ashamed of those sufferings, if you are ashamed of your training process, then you don't fit for the kingdom of God. Yeah, you don't fit for the kingdom of God. So we must be excited about our training process, about the things we suffer, because we stand for the truth, because we stand for righteousness, because we stand on the word of God. We must be excited about those things, about those sufferings. So you're going to pray. Maybe you have been deceived, and you feel like a Christian should not suffer at all. That is a lie. Anyone that preached that kind of gospel to you, run away from them. Any church that says that, leave that church, because they are leading you to hell. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fill me with wisdom to endure patiently the process, the process you are taking me through, so that I can become a better Christian, for me to become a better Christian. So fill me with wisdom to embrace the process without shame. Fill me with wisdom to embrace the process you are taking me through, for me to become a better Christian. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Many people will say they want to have the power God gave Elijah, the authority God gave Elijah. But do they know the process God took Elijah through? Can they suffer the kind of suffering Elijah suffered? Can they be sleeping in the bush, in the wilderness, with animals? Can they go through those processes? Can they be wearing a single cloth throughout the wilderness? A single cloth for years Elijah was wearing. It's not as if he doesn't know where to buy clothes. He has everything. But he chose that life because he seeks for a better place that is far beautiful than this world. And that is why he did not taste death. We want the glory of God, but we don't want the sufferings that will lead into that glory. What a foolish Christians we are. Talk to God, say, Lord, help me. Give me the wisdom and strength to endure the process you have chosen to use to transform me into a better Christian. Give me the wisdom and strength to endure that process. Give me the wisdom and strength. Thank you, Lord. Give me the wisdom. Give me the strength to endure shame, to endure sufferings that I must go through to become the person you want me to be. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. Apostle Paul in that verse, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8, he was saying that because of the gospel, he became a prisoner of the Lord. And he was excited about it. Because of the gospel, he became a prisoner of the Lord. That is, God allowed him to remain in prison because of the gospel. And he was so happy about it. How happy are you about God's dealings with you? When God is saying, don't do this. Stay here for a while. Don't do anything. Some people, God just want them to do nothing. God just wants their attention. He doesn't want them to do nothing, to do no business, no job. I mean, to do nothing. And just devote all your time to doing his will, to learning from him, to growing spiritually. And that is all God wanted from them. But they can't give God those things. So those things that God don't want in your life, why is it so difficult for you to get rid of them? Why is it so difficult for you to embrace the will of God? You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make it my excitement to do your will. Make doing your will my pleasure. Make following your ways my pleasure. Let it be what I enjoy doing. Let it be what I love to do. It's going to take a lot of deliverance for this thing to happen in your life. I know what I'm saying. Because the way your flesh is wired to not like anything that is spiritual, anything that is the will of God. Yeah, so a lot of breaking has to happen inside of you. God must really break you down for this thing to happen. Yeah. So you're going to say, Father, make doing your will my pleasure. Let it be what I want to do, not what I struggle to do, but what I am excited doing. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. If you still struggle to do the will of God, you are not ready for His greatness. You are not ready for where He wants to take you. Say, oh Lord, make it my pleasure doing your will. Make it my pleasure following your ways. Make it my pleasure obeying your voice. Make it my pleasure pleasing you. Lord, make it my pleasure. Make it what I want to do. What I'm so excited to do. Let it happen, oh Lord. Do this transformation in me. Every deliverance that must happen to me for me to get to this to that point, Lord, do them in me. Every deliverance I must go through for me to get to the point where doing the will of God became a pleasure, becomes an excitement, becomes what I love to do. Lord, do those deliverances in me. Take me to that place where I am so happy doing your will at all times. Take me to that place. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. If you look at the latter part of that verse, verse 8 of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8, yeah, it says, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Say, be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Yeah, what does that mean? It means that those afflictions, they carry power in them. It means the afflictions of the gospel, they carry power. Remember in Acts of the Apostles chapter 16, Paul and Silas, they were kept in prison. They were being afflicted because of the gospel. But right there, in the midst of the afflictions, they began to sing praises to God. And they began to pray. Yeah, you can't sing those kind of praises if you are sad. So it means they were not sad. They were not sorrowful. They were happy. They were joyful. And then they began to praise. And then they began to pray to God. And suddenly, there was an earthquake. Power showed up. Power manifested. So afflictions of the gospel carries power. But the Christians of this generation don't know this. Yeah, because they hate the afflictions that goes along with the gospel. Yeah, the pains that goes along with the gospel carries power. So until we embrace the afflictions of the gospel, we will not really know the power of God. Yeah, there are some power of God that I know, that I believe not many people know that kind of power. I mean, I believe there are not many Christians that know that kind of power. I'm not talking about healing the sick, raising the dead. It doesn't need much power. There are powers of God that is much more that many people don't know. Many people have not experienced. And the reason is because they have not embraced the afflictions and the pains that goes along with the gospel. They have not embraced. They are not humble enough to that point. They are not tolerant enough to that point. They are not selfless enough to that point. You're going to pray if you want to become a powerful Christian. You must embrace the afflictions that goes along with the gospel. That is the secret to the power of God. I mean, to getting the power of God that can change the whole world. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, recreate my spirit, soul, and body to embrace the pains and afflictions that goes with your gospel. The Lord, rewire my spirit, soul, and body to feel comfortable, to feel at home with the pains and afflictions that goes with your gospel, so that I can witness your glory and power. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, recreate me into a person that embraces the affliction that follows the gospel. Some of you are ministers of God. You cannot go into places to minister if it's not comfortable. Then you're not ready for the power of God. You cannot preach to the point where you are tired. You cannot walk everywhere preaching until you become tired in your body. Then you are not ready for the power of God. Even to tolerate insults from unbelievers, you cannot tolerate insults from unbelievers. Then you are not ready for the power of God. Say, Lord, recreate my nature, recreate my spirit, soul, and body to embrace the afflictions, the pains, that the shame that follows the gospel, that follows preaching the gospel, that follows obeying the gospel, that follows defending the gospel. Lord, recreate me to embrace those afflictions. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to talk to God. You're going to say, Father, make me determined about doing your will. Make me strongly determined about doing your will. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Lord, make me strongly determined such that nothing can change my mind. Such that no one can talk me out of doing your will. Make me strongly determined. Create in me a new heart that can be strongly determined about doing your will. Give me such a heart. Give me such a heart. Give me such a heart. I believe you're praying like that. Give me such a heart that is strongly determined about doing your will. Give me such a heart that don't give up. Give me such a heart that don't lose faith. Give me such a heart that don't get weary about doing your will. Give me such a heart, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray this prayer. You're going to say, Father, make me a faithful Christian. Make me a faithful and committed Christian to doing every good work. Make me a faithful and committed Christian to doing every good work. Open your mouth and pray like that. Make me a Christian that does what he says he will do. Make me a faithful and committed Christian. Make me a Christian that keep vows. A Christian that make vows and keep them. Make me a Christian that is committed to what I believe. Make me a Christian that is faithful to obeying your commandments, to obeying your will, to obeying your voice. Make me a faithful and committed Christian. A Christian that serves God when it is convenient and when it is not. A Christian that serves God when it is comfortable and when it is not. Lord, make me such kind of Christian. A Christian that is faithful even to the point of death. Lord, make me such kind of Christian. Transform into such kind of Christian. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we saw in the scripture where it says righteousness and judgment are the foundation of God's throne. Righteousness and justice and judgment are the foundation of God's throne. God takes pleasure in justice, in judgment, and of course in vengeance. Yeah, because that is how his righteousness will prevail. continues to be righteous because he continues to judge of righteousness and to judge evil. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Oh Lord, move in my life. Execute justice. Execute justice for me. Move in my life. Execute judgment for me. For your will to prevail, execute your justice. Execute your judgment. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I acknowledge that righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Move in my life and carry out your judgments. Carry out your justice so that your will prevail in my life. Carry out your judgment. Judgment against witchcraft. Your judgment against evil, against satanic attacks, against demons. Lord, carry out your judgment in my life. Carry out your judgment in my life. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. Say, Lord, move mightily in my life. Carry out your judgment. Carry out your judgment. Carry out your judgment against the forces of darkness that don't want your will to come to pass in my life. Oh Lord, move mightily, execute your judgment against them. Execute your judgment against any creature, whether human being or devil, that is standing against the fulfillment of your will in my life. Lord, execute your judgment upon them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, any creature, any being that is standing opposing any government, any organization standing opposing the fulfillment of your will in my life, Lord, move mightily and execute justice on them all. Because righteousness and judgment are the habitation of your throne. They are the foundation of your throne. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. Now, we saw in the scriptures where Moses would cry out before the camp of Israel, and then he would say, arise, O God, let God arise, and let his enemies be scattered. Every time the children of Israel were going to move in their journey to the promised land, after they have finished camping, every time they are going to move forward in their journey, their leader will say, let God arise, or arise, O God, and let your enemies be scattered. And the Bible showed us that all the nations, they are always being terrified as the children of Israel journey through those nations. No nation were bold enough to touch them. Why? Because God has gone ahead of them. So you're going to pray the same prayer, but the Lord will arise and go ahead of you to scatter your enemies so that you can enter into his promised land for you. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, arise, O God, and scatter my enemies. Scatter all the enemies between me and my promised land. Scatter them forever. Open your mouth and pray like that. Scatter them forever. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying like that. Say, arise, O God. Arise, O God. And scatter all my enemies. Scatter all the enemies blocking my way into my promised land. Scatter them forever. Scatter them forever. Scatter them forever. Scatter them forever. Whoever they are, whatever they are, all my enemies blocking my path to into my promised land. Oh God, arise and scatter them forever. Thank you, Lord. Let them never be able to stop me from reaching the height you have prepared for me. Let them never be able to stop me from getting to the place you have ordained for me. Arise, O God. I believe you're praying. I don't know if you're passionate about this prayer. Talk to God. Arise, O God. Scatter all my enemies. Scatter all my enemies standing between me and my promised land. Blocking my path to my promised land. Scatter them all. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray six more prayer points, and then we'll round off the session. You're still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the heavens open and let the blessings that I need to fulfill God's purpose in the earth be released. Let the heavens open. Do you believe this prayer point? If you believe, you will see the blessings released. Raise up your right hand. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the heavens open. Let the blessings that I need to fulfill God's purpose in the head come down right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Bahasha denek teshegala. De jujesesu antesh tu nishtinelia. Continue to pray. Once ever release the blessing, it is done. Because no one can stop the forces of God. Continue to pray. Let the heavens open. Let the heavens open. Let the heavens open. Let the heavens open. Let the blessings that I need to become who God says I am begin to fall down right now. In the name of Jesus. Some of you don't believe. Do you really believe that the blessings can come down right now? Talk to God if you believe. Let the heavens open. Now. Thank you, Lord. Let the heavens open now. Thank you, Lord. Let the heavens open now. Let the blessings that I need to fulfill God's purpose on earth be released. Let it fall on me. Let them fall upon me right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. Yeah. I believe you know what we call a spiritual legal grounds. Yeah, or maybe I should define it to you what a legal ground is. A legal ground is something that the enemy have against you. And that thing is justified in the Word of God. Yeah, that is, the enemy is holding something against you in the courtrooms in heaven. There are courtrooms in heaven where Satan accuses us. Satan goes to that place to accuse us, to give God reasons why he should not help us, to give God reasons why he should not bless us. And if his reasons are genuine, God will not bless you. Yeah, if his reasons are justified by the Word of God, God will not bless you. So those are legal grounds. Yeah, so these are things that the enemy is holding against you because you have made mistakes. You have violated God's rules, violated God's laws. So as long as those legal grounds abide in the realm of the spirit, I will advise you to stop praying for greatness, that God should make you great, because God will not. Yeah. There are many things you will pray for that God will never give you until that legal ground is cancelled. So which you will have a lot of repentance to do to cancel such legal ground. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see the legal grounds established by Satan against my rising to the next level. Open my eyes to see them so that I can repent and amend my ways. Say, Father, open my eyes to see the legal grounds established by Satan against me so that I can repent and amend my ways. Begin to talk to God like that. Begin to talk to God like that. Say, Father, open my eyes to see the legal grounds Satan have against my movement into the next level. Yeah. For those of you that are so self-righteous, you measure your righteousness by yourself. You need to really repent. Otherwise, you won't even know these mega grounds. Yeah, those of you that think you are perfect and you think you have done nothing wrong, God will not open your eyes. Yeah, because you are self-righteous. Yeah, so you must humble yourself. The Lord, open my eyes to see legal grounds that Satan is holding against me, holding against my transformation, holding against my elevation, holding against my progress. Lord, open my eyes to see these legal grounds, so that I can repent and amend my ways. In the name of Jesus, open my eyes, Lord. Show me where I've gone wrong, so that I can amend my ways. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let my life become a bridge that brings people closer to you. So make my life a bridge that brings men closer to you, that connects people to you, that connects people to your kingdom, that connects people to your power, to your grace, to your glory. Make my life a bridge. Make my ministry a bridge. Make my marriage a bridge that connects people to you. Begin to talk to God like that. Talk to God like that. How beautiful it will be that everyone that meets with you, they meet with God at the same time. How powerful it will be. How glorious it will be. Say, oh Lord, make my life a bridge that connects the nations to you, that brings souls of men closer to you. Make my life a bridge that brings people closer to your presence, closer to your heart, closer to your power, closer to your glory, closer to your strength. Make my life such a bridge. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. Yeah. In Psalm 103, we saw that revelation of the psalmist. Psalm 103. Verse 1, he said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name." This kind of statement don't just come out of the mouth of a man like that. This kind of statement, number one, is a revelation. And number two, is an experience. So the man talking here knows that soul can praise God. He knows that his soul can praise God. His spirit can praise God. All the parts of his body, they can praise God. They can respond to God. How beautiful will it be if every cell in your body is responding to God, praising God? How beautiful it will be if every part of you praises God. It's a glorious experience. It's such a powerful experience. Yeah. And you won't even feel like you are in this world. When that is happening, you will feel out of this world. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, "In the name of Jesus, let my soul praise the Lord. Let my spirit praise the Lord. Let my body praise the Lord. Let everything within me praise the Lord." Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Let my soul praise the Lord. Let my spirit praise the Lord. Let every part of my body praise the Lord. Every cell of my body, every organ of my body, begin to praise God. Begin to praise God in all the days of my life. Begin to praise God. Thank you, Lord. My body, praise the Lord. My soul, magnify the Lord. My spirit, magnify the Lord. In the name of Jesus, let every part of me, every part of me begin to praise God. Thank you, Lord. Begin to praise God. Begin to praise God. Begin to praise your Creator. Begin to praise your Maker. My spirit, praise the Lord. My soul, praise the Lord. My body, my organs, my blood, every telling me, praise the Lord, magnify the Lord in all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You are going to pray. I have said it before that you can only have as much as you can see in God's kingdom. That is why we know God by revelations. Because if you have as much of God you can see, that you can have an experience. It is as much of the things in God's kingdom you can see, that you can possess an experience. And so this is why you have to see as a Christian. And whatever you think you are seeing now is nothing compared to what you are yet to see in God and in His kingdom. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me eyes that sees the depths that are in your kingdom, the mysteries that are in your kingdom, the wisdom, the understanding that are in your kingdom. Give me eyes that see this thing, the power that is in your kingdom. Without revelations, you will not be able to wield God's power. It takes revelation to stay connected to God's power. You need to know how to do that. How to always be powerful. So everything is about revelations. Say, Father, give me eyes that see the depths in you and in your kingdom, so that I can experience and possess your power and glory and grace. Begin to talk to God like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, give me eyes that sees deep things. Deep things in your kingdom. Deep things in your kingdom. I believe you're praying. Deep things in your word. There are deep things in the Bible that you don't yet know. So Lord, give me eyes that see these things, so that I can experience and possess your power and your glory and your grace and your strength. Give me eyes that see the deep things that are in you, the deep things that are in your kingdom, the deep things that are in your word, the deep things in your wisdom, in your knowledge, in your understanding, so that through them I can become strong and matured and victorious. And enlightened and revived in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, pour upon me anointing that attracts favor and blessings and riches and wealth from every corner of the earth, from every corner of the world. So Lord, put on me that anointing. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Lord, pour upon me. If you have a business, or you are planning to start a business, pour upon my business. Or you have a career, pour upon my career. Anointing that attracts favor. Anointing that attracts favor and riches and blessings and honor and wealth. Anointing that attracts excellence. Anointing that make me excellent. Anointing that makes me successful in whatsoever I do. Lord, put that anointing upon me. Anointing that makes me, that will make me prosperous in whatsoever I do. Anointing that will make me excel in whatsoever I do. Anointing that will make me achieve greatness in whatsoever I do. Anointing that will multiply profits unto me, increase unto me in whatsoever I do. Pour that anointing on me, Lord Jesus, right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you right now. Raise up your right hand as I pray. Father, we thank you for who you are in our lives. We thank you for where you are in our lives. For you control everything. Because you alone is the Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making us citizens of your kingdom. For through this citizenship, we have access to a lot of benefits, a lot of grace, a lot of wonderful things. Thank you, Lord, for saving our souls. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I ask that you show your people mercy, as many who are here looking up to you, praying. I ask, oh Lord, show your people mercy in Jesus' name. As many who have prayed on this platform with faith in their hearts, with trust in their minds, oh Lord, bless them according to your mercies in Jesus' name. I pray for you that that the powers of darkness who have been promoting weakness in your spirit, weakness in your soul, I decree that the hand of God arrest them now. The hand of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, the kind of future that God has designed for you is the future you will see in the name of Jesus. The beautiful future, the glorious future that heaven has designed for you is the future that will happen to you. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of fear that is making you to give up, to lose hope, to lose faith, when God is already so close in changing your life, I bind that spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree that by the strength of the Lord, you shall rise into greatness. By the strength of the Lord, you shall possess your possessions. In the name of Jesus, your eyes shall be opened and you shall stop deceiving yourself. Your eyes shall be opened and demons shall stop deceiving you. Because you will now find out that all they have been telling you and showing you and inspiring to you are all lies. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. I pray that the door that will take you from where you are now into the place God wants you to be shall open before you. And not only that, the hand of God shall make you move through that door. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.